Wayne Kaumualii Westlake didn't look like a bookworm. That's why the depth and breadth of his knowledge of world literature and philosophy tended to take people by surprise. People talk about his generosity with his time and attention. He was one of the DOE's poets in the schools in the 1970s, and he was a janitor in Waikiki. The current exhibition at Gallery Iolani takes its name from his series, Down on the Sidewalk in Waikiki. The poems are spare and evocative.
Westlake was a collaborator. He taught me so much.
Writer-educator Richard Hamasaki worked with Westlake starting in the 70s.
He left behind such a powerful literary legacy.
Hamasaki organized this art show, inviting artists to respond to Westlake's work. 17 new pieces accompany the first showing of a concrete poetry triptych by Westlake. Sometimes called shape poetry, in concrete poetry, the way the poem looks matches the content of the poem.
We can see that his work continues to inspire writers and artists and musicians and others, even though he's been gone for 30 years.
Westlake died in a car crash on Hawaii Island in 1984. He was 36.
And one of his credos was, students must learn how to learn. And the great thing about Westlake's legacy is that that's exactly what his work does. It teaches generation after generation.
Wayne Westlake didn't own a car. He walked from Aina Haina to the university. He walked to work in Waikiki with his eyes open and mind engaged. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.